USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Depression Florence, still a major threat. The storm was downgraded this morning, but forecasters say it's still going to produce dangerous flash flooding and prolonged significant river flooding in the Carolinas and perhaps further inland. Here's FEMA Director Brock Long.
Unfortunately, we've still got several days to go. Not only are you going to see more impacts across North Carolina, particularly as it moves from the central to the western area, dumping copious amounts of rains, but we're also anticipating you're about to see a lot of damage going through West Virginia all the way up to Ohio as this system exits out.
President Trump reportedly does plan to slap additional tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the announcement confirming the tariffs is expected within the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is scheduled to test for this Thursday for every cell phone in America. John Clemens explains.
Most of us are used to severe weather warnings or amber alerts, but this one will be a test of a national emergency. At 2:18 Eastern on Thursday, your cell phone will make a loud noise with a special vibration with a message that will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." Cell phone users will not be able to opt out of the test on Thursday. It has been scheduled to ensure that the alert system works in the event of a national emergency. I'm John Clemens.
As America's East Coast deals with the remnants of Florence, a powerful typhoon is slamming the coast of China. Tropical cyclone Mangkhut has made landfall about 60 miles south of Hong Kong, packing winds of 125 miles an hour. Yesterday, it ripped through the Philippines, killing at least 29 people. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One in five college students thinks about suicide. That's according to a new Harvard Medical School study. It claims students are experiencing more stress and feel obstacles they face cannot be overcome. The survey finding that more than half of LGBTQ students contemplate suicide at some point. Harvard Medical School's Brigham and Women's Hospital releasing the study during National Suicide Prevention Week. Federal investigators looking to find a cause for a series of gas explosions north of Boston, which left one dead and dozens injured last week. USA's Wendy King with more.
Authorities say that as many as 8,000 people in Lawrence and over in North Andover were displaced. Many still have not yet been allowed back home. Columbia Gas Representative Stephen Bryant said they have to shut off gas to all possible affected buildings before electricity can be turned back on.
We need to get access to each building. I expect that by Saturday or Sunday, we will have covered all 8,000 customers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Pope Francis with a message for the Sicilian Mafia, give up crime and embrace love. The Pope speaking to a crowd in Palermo Saturday saying people cannot believe in God and also be members of the Mafia. And for you.